This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of the week. We get advice from John Jansen. You can send in your questions, dearjohnjansen at gmail.com. Your prompts today, John.
Okay.
Mother's Day, right around the corner.
Ooh.
A date that went too far. Outdoor TVs, and a question about fixing up a car.
Okay. These are kind of in my wheelhouse.
All right. We'll start with Mother's Day.
All right.
This is when you got to ace.
Yeah. Don't forget the day. That's your number one tip.
Yeah, Mother's Day. Right. Yes.
Here we go. Dear John, we're expecting later this fall, and I'm really excited. We've been trying for a kid for years. Anyway, recently, my mom asked what I'm getting my wife for her first Mother's Day, and I was taken a little aback. I love her, but she's not a mom yet, and I'm not a dad yet. I don't expect a Father's Day gift this summer. Am I wrong?
Well, first of all, Mother's Day and Father's Day is not the same.
You can't compare them.
No.
Mother's Day,
yes. You take the kids and you go somewhere else and you allow mom a spa day, something to enjoy. And we'll get back to the original topic on this.
Yeah.
Father's Day is you take the kids because the kids want to be with you and mom gets another Mother's Day. But it's, so she is a mom. She is caring for your child, you are a dad, and I don't want to get into the politics of it.
When does life begin, John?
That's not what I'm talking about, but there is a living creature in your wife.
A creature that you helped create.
Yes, you pamper your wife, the mother of your unborn child at this point, like the rest of the Mother's Days for the rest of her life. Because trust me, when the baby is born, and if you don't do something in that moment, you will wish you had. It is the most amazing moment of your life. And it's hard to imagine what is going on inside that tummy. But there is a human being growing. And I don't care how far along, I don't care what, it is a human being. And you need to understand what your wife is going through. It's impossible for us to understand that. But honor her like she should be honored.
I love that answer, John. I think that's a great answer. It's kind of different than my answer would be.
Oh, really?
I think it comes down to you knowing your partner. Is this something your partner really, I mean, I think pampering your wife who is pregnant no matter what is important, but also kind of just knowing, is this something that she would want? For me, I got a little uncomfortable by this, by getting a, like, I got a little gift, and it's because
pressure. We
had two losses before I was pregnant with Emily. And to me, anybody acknowledging the fact that I was pregnant, I felt like I was jinxing the pregnancy, like I was going to lose, and I didn't want that. So for me, it made me a little uncomfortable. Like, I didn't want anyone to, here's a gift. Yeah. So I would say, know your partner, know what she would expect, but always take the time to pamper her.
Yeah. And I would say, if everybody knows, like, I wouldn't get you a Mother's Day gift.
No, that would be weird.
Because, again, it does add pressure. And I understand that. But between you and your partner, I do think recognizing that it is Mother's Day, however you want to recognize that, is the most important thing.
Agreed. Yes.
And you don't have to draw this weird line in the sand because, well, until the baby's out, you're not a mom.
I'm still allowed to tell you Happy Mother's Day, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah. As long as you know that I'm pregnant. You never want to wish somebody a Happy Mother's Day. No, I meant like...
Oh. I thought maybe
you never ask a
news.
Woman. You never ask a woman, "Are you pregnant?" So don't be like, "Happy Mother's Day, Cheryl." Yeah. Like, and you don't really know, even though you think you know.
Oh no, I just put on a few pounds.
Right, like make sure you know before you say. That's all I'm saying.
She uses your scale.
She's just been eating good. She doesn't have a baby on the way. Be very careful, people. All right, this next one: date that went too far. Dear John, I'm 36 years old. I just went on my first date since my divorce. Mm. I met a 31-year-old. Yes, she's hot. At a friend's party, and we clicked. I like
appreciate
the people
you clarifying
just,
that. Yeah,
don't waste time on that. Yes. We've been texting, trying to set up a date. She said she's had a tough time because she has two kids. Mm-hmm. Eventually, we went out to eat, nice restaurant, couple drinks, and afterwards, I gave her a kiss and said goodnight. Later, when I was texting her, she asked for $100 to pay for the babysitter. I know she's a single mom, and the dad isn't in the picture, but since I paid for the entire evening, I thought it was ridiculous. I've been out of the game for a while. Is that really expected?
Ooh. Ooh, I would be shocked to get that text.
Like an invoice from your date?
It is exactly like that.
Wow, that's pretty bold. Was there a second date set up prior to this text message?
Do you think some of this is she just didn't like him that much?
That certainly could be like, hey, I want to recoup all costs because I'm never doing this again.
Was there any conversation before the date? Like hey, this.
Yeah, I got to get
really
a babysitter.
I really do want to go out, but this night is going to be tough. I've got to get a babysitter. It's going to be really expensive.
Yeah, but if you already paid for dinner, you paid for the date. Like that's, I'm.
You got to cover your own babysitter.
Yeah, but yeah, this is your expense. Sorry, this is your kids. I mean, this is your.
You're going to say your problem? Is that what you're about to say?
No. I was going
to
say it's your baggage.
That's not any better. That might be worse. Kids are baggage. I would make that comment.
I was the one with the four kids when I met Lisa. So I would, I mean, like if we went on a date, I wouldn't in return say, because, hey, we're into 2025, right? And this was not 2017. But I would expect that would be something that I would have to cover.
You cover your own babysitter costs.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think she just doesn't like you that much.
She had a bad time. She wants her money back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Again, the $100, it might depend on, you said she was hot. How hot?
If you pay the $100, are you getting a second date? And if you don't, are you not? Is it as simple as that?
Exactly.
It's a ransom
for
the second date.
How bad do you want that second date?
Oh, boy. All right, next one.
All right, next one. Topic, outdoor TV. Dear John, I'm writing about my husband who wants to install an outdoor TV for our back patio. Is it a good idea in Michigan? Half the year it's too cold outside, and then I wonder about rain, snow, damage to the TV. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea.
Oh.
And so I'm wondering, we'll have to check the email on who sent this one in, because
I know,
it could
right?
be my wife. So I've gone through this exercise because we just obviously moved to the new house, built a new deck, and want to be able to utilize that space. It's an outdoor space. And I was thinking, because as I've told you guys, I don't mind cold weather. The month of April, May, June, July, August, September, October, you're talking about 7 months that you can use it. Not every day in April, not every day in October. But I want to be able to maximize that space as much as possible. The problem that we have is, where are we going to hang it? Because we only have one outlet out there. It's a brick home. I don't mind drilling holes into the brick to hang the TV, but my wife hates wires hanging down.
Oh, you'd have to hide everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and there's no real easy way, because I'm not going to move an outlet up there and try and come in the backside. And
how much is an outdoor TV?
They're pricey. That's the other issue. To have one that is made to be outdoors, they make them and they can handle all the weather. It doesn't matter if it's freezing, if it's raining, and you can have covers that you could put on them that we would do for the winter as well, but they ain't cheap.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at some pricing.
It's like $1,500, $2,000
for some of these TVs, because it has to be a specific TV for outside.
Right.
You don't want to do this half-ass where you take an inside TV,
right,
put it outside, especially in Michigan.
Right, yeah, because then you're not taking it off and setting it inside set it up every time.
No. If you're going to do it, you got to do it right. And I do wonder, like,
this is something my husband would want.
Oh, this is a great idea. This is a phenomenal idea. If you can afford it, do it.
Now that we have that hot tub, he sits out there and he's got a tablet, so he's watching games, and I'm like, He's gonna wanna get a TV.
Oh, yeah.
I can't confirm if it was Colin who sent this.
Well, no, it said my husband, so it can't be him. But.
Oh, yeah. But a similar problem. Mm-hmm. All right, or solution. All right, this last one. fixing a car. Dear John, I've been working on a classic car, 1976 Ford Mustang. I've stripped it down, built it back up. It's the talk of the neighborhood when I take it out for rides.
Frame up restoration. Let's go.
The only issue is 2 years ago, someone clipped the passenger side mirror, and I haven't replaced it. I have one elite mirror on the driver's side and don't understand why everyone keeps bringing up that I should add another one. Why would I need to? I've put all this work into the car and continue to try to improve it. I think everyone's too fixated on this one part, signed BH.
Well, a side mirror is important, but if it's the passenger mirror, so one, do you want it to be original? Do you want it to be, I mean, like, that's part of it, is having it in its entirety, even if it's a mirror. It could be a headlight that's cracked. Like, you spent all this time, then fix it. If you're going to go without one, first of all, you got to worry about a ticket if you don't have the mirror. Second is, you can, because your rear view mirror, if you adjust it right, can kind of look for that blind spot, and you could obviously turn your head, as you should anyway, but just fix it.
Yeah, my advice would be to call Zedarius.
Did I miss something?
You did. I have one elite mirror. Why would I need another one? Stop telling me to fix the other mirror. I give my buddy Zedarius a call. I think that'd be the fastest way to fix your problem.
Well, put the mirror on so you can go to your book club. Book club, read the whole book. Make sure you don't just read the first chapter. Read the whole book.
My point is, if you have one glaring issue, you should probably address the glaring issue.
It was such a bad analogy that no one got it.
And that is Dear John. I'll do better next week. It's 97.1.